SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We got some funny stuff later on this show today that we're going to play for you. We're keeping that in the bag until later. It's almost like we're waiting until after hours to drop some of it because it's so good. I really believe that. But right now, as we start hour two on Coast to Coast on a Monday, Carver High is going to dive into some baseball.
Yes, we have a lot to cover from the weekend. Of course, we are less than 2 months away from the end of the regular season. Getting closer and closer. We'll get through August. And then the chase for October will be on. Yankees beat the Rangers yesterday at the stadium 8-7. They had to hang on. They actually had a pretty big lead in this game, Scotty, and had to sweat it out all the way to the end. You had a couple of homers from Juan Soto in this game and another big fly from Aaron Judge on the YES Network.
As good at bats day in and day out.
High drive. Right center. Garcia back. Track.
Number 42, and then Stanton hit number 20. He's done nothing since he came back with his hamstring problems, but he did hit one out, so, and he hit a bomb too.
He certainly did, and of course the topic of discussion for the Yankees was they finish off a 9-game homestand against three not-so-great teams in the American League and only went 5-4. They're only 32-27 at home this year in the Bronx, which is a place that they usually dominate. So Aaron Boone, not asked about big wins, but asked, when are you guys going to turn around and actually start winning a lot of games at home against bad teams? Here's Boone.
We really struggled for a month. So whether we were home or road at the time, we were kind of going through it. So we had a couple bad homestands that wrecked that. Hopefully, again, that's something. Hopefully moving forward, we clean that up. We should be, the way we're built, we should be very good at this ballpark. We've kind of gone through it, had our ups and downs from, starting rotation, like lights out for two and a half months, and then going through some struggles there. We, hit a rough patch offensively a few weeks. So I think a lot of that syncs up with being at home and going through a bad homestand or whatever. I don't think it should be a factor for us moving forward.
It's all right.
Hopefully we turn that around a little bit.
It's all right in front of us. You should just say it. It's all right in front of us.
Yeah, I'm so tired of listening to this guy. Like, I was yesterday with a buddy of mine, and at the pool, we're chilling, and I'm like, this guy's trying to sell me that Cortez, you remember we were talking about this last week, that he looked good after he gave up 9 hits and 6 runs? I thought he had some good stuff. Like, this guy, it's sunny when it's pouring outside. He's always got something positive spin and PR, and you always used to say he's the face of their PR machine.
He's the PR.
He's just so full of shack. It's not even funny. I'm sick and tired of hearing from him. I really am.
It's part of the reason why he originally got the job, because he was on doing TV, on camera, good with the media. You know, you were coming off Girardi, who was, at times could be a little a little prickly with the media. So they bring in a guy who's knows the company line, going to spin it the way that they want to spin it. Boone's very good at that. He's a slick talker. And sure enough, that's what he likes to do.
I think they brought him in because he hit that home run against the Red Sox.
I mean, that helped, obviously. You know, that got his foot in the door. I don't think he'd be in the building if that didn't happen. But I think his ability to to kind of put Cashman's word out there.
He was such a terrible player. I don't want to hear it. Like, you cannot live on. It is amazing to me that guy has had a career off of that hit. Like, honestly, because he never, he hit .120 in his career. Like, honestly, he was terrible. I don't want to hear it. Like, have you ever seen anyone get a spin something so long off of one home run? I mean, honestly, I can't take him anymore. And you know what's funny?
I know.
They just never get it done. They never get it done. He is like the Cowboys in the playoffs. Like, this guy It's automatic. They're just not going to get it done. That's all you need to know. You want to bet on someone in baseball, don't bet on him. Don't bet on them. You won't make any money. Let's face facts. I mean, how long? 2009 is so long ago that I can't even remember it. That's how long it is. So I don't want to hear it. I'm done with it. You have with it however you got to do it.
Bad on the Rangers side of things. More bad news. There's always bad news with Max Scherzer. Returns to Texas to get his shoulder examined.
He needs to retire.
That seems like would be something he should think about at this point. But he makes a lot of money, and he doesn't want to give any of that up. So I think he's going to fight as long as he can for it. That's for sure. The Diamondbacks continue to stay hot out in the desert. They beat the Phillies 12-5 yesterday. Corbin Carroll had a big weekend, getting involved on MLB Net.
Early in the ball game, after Lourdes Gurriel Jr. left hamstring tightness, Corbin backs it up to left field. There it goes. He homered last night. He's got another one today. Corbin Carroll makes it 12-5.
I mean, who would you rather play less right now in the postseason, the San Diego Padres or the Arizona Diamondbacks? I mean, honestly.
Well, I'm going to give you, after we're done with all this, I'm going to give you the standings for everything. I'll just give you a little preview of it. Arizona and San Diego are both only 3.5 games behind the Dodgers in the NL West. And the Dodgers look like 6 weeks ago they were going to run away and hide in the NL West.
And that's so that tells they you. Swept the Pirates. They swept the Pirates, yes. And they still only lead by 3.5.
That's right. They still only lead by that. I wanted to play you this, too. So here's Bryce Harper afterwards. Now, they're talking about how good Arizona is. Remember, they beat the Phillies in the NLCS last year to go to the World Series. They're red hot right now. It was partially I wanted to play it because of that, and partially because I wanted to see, I mean, look at your boy just rocking this do after the game. I mean, what has Bryce got going on here?
Might see those guys again in October. Just what makes them such a difficult opponent?
Really good team. They ain't scared. They go about it the right way. They play the game hard.
They got
guys that walk. They got guys that can hit. They got good pitching, good bullpen. They're a good team. I mean, you know, it's they're going to show up and they're going to play the game the right way, and they're going to win a lot of ball games because of that.
Mafia, I think Mafia has footage of me from the Howard Stern days when I had a hairdo almost like that. Like, I literally had it just going everywhere. Now, recently, I have been called a pineapple, as you know, by disgruntled fans that don't like my looks. They may have something there with the pineapple, but I do have footage of me with a hairdo a lot like Bryce Harper's, where it was just going everywhere, and it was very messy, and I had a lot of got to be glued in it, and there was just a lot of action. I was trying to look like Billy Joe Armstrong with my hair sticking straight up and going every which way and being very messy, and it was just an absolutely horrible look.
That's probably not the way to go. But Bryce can do whatever he wants because he's Bryce Harper.
That was fantastic.
And he's the man. On the other side of the coin, the Braves continue to lose games. They thought they were going to get out of Colorado with a series win. They were up 8-2 in the eighth inning. Didn't go very well. Brendan Rodgers on MLB Network.
Rodgers to the gap in left center. The Rockies are tied up.
Let's go, man.
Here comes back. He gets the green light. He scores the go-ahead run.
I mean, honestly, at some point you just have to say it, that they're not going to make the playoffs. They're just playing terrible this year. It's not their year. It's not their season. I'm telling you, they're not going to make
it. It's not their season.
They're not going to
make
it.
They look cooked, and it doesn't help that, like we just mentioned, all these other teams in the NL are playing so well, it's pushed them out of a spot. And they just can't get out of it. And they got a tough trip here. They're going to go to San Francisco for 4 starting tonight. One of those teams that they're in the mix with there in the NL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got to tell you, Mike, I just am devastated at the Pirates after they got swept in Los Angeles, because right now they're 5 games back. I remember when they were a half game out of the wild card, and now it's 5 games, and Skeens got beat by him on Saturday or whatever, and I think it's I smell they're going to shut him down. I smell that they're about to, it would appear to me, throw in the towel. I mean, you know, 5 out is not good as far as I'm concerned.
This is the stuff that we feared that could happen that would get him shut down. You know, they've lost, 7 in a row, 9 out of 10. You know, just things are not going well for the Pirates. And it looked like, Scotty, maybe it would turn around yesterday. You get the big homer from Kutch, his second of the game, ties it up. They take the lead in the top of the 10th. But Bednar just was not able to nail this one down. Teoscar Hernandez gave them problems all weekend long, and he walked it off on Sportsnet LA.
Teoscar Hernandez with a two-run double back in the second inning. One of the best hitters in baseball this year in the late innings.
And it's a base hit to right field. Here comes Hernandez. Base gun. No shot. Hernandez drives in Hernandez, and the Dodgers sweep the Pirates.
Yeah, Kike scores. It was awful. So I feel like it's almost literally, I think they're on the doorstep, but put a fork in them.
Unfortunately, I agree with you on that. And now they're going to San Diego for the next couple days. And they had all kinds of problems with them at home last week. And San Diego's red hot. And
it's gonna get worse.
It's probably, unfortunately, going to get worse before it gets better. It's not going to get better for Dodgers pitcher River Ryan. He is done for the season. UCL strain for him. The Angels beat the Nats 6-4. Astros beat up the Red Sox 10-2. Paxton left that game in the first inning, Scotty, with a right calf strain. They had to help him off the field. That does not look good for him. He's going to be probably out for a while. We mentioned the Duran situation with the Red Sox. He did apologize. I just saw he talked to reporters about 5 minutes ago, apologizing again. Gets the 2-game suspension from the team. The league was involved with that as well, so there's not going to be anything else, and he'll miss the next couple days there as the Nesson cameras did pick him up.
That's a little, I think it's weak. I think it's, that's a pathetic suspension for a guy that drops that kind of bomb on a microphone at home plate. The whole world could hear him. Then they know exactly what he thinks when he's not around a microphone, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's probably been using that word his whole life. That's fine. A lot of people do. I'm sure you've heard someone drop it before and you're like, you know, whatever. But the reality is 2 games is pathetic. I mean, honestly, like, the team suspended him, baseball suspended him. Who cares? 2 games? I mean, what do you got to do to get in trouble? Like, you might as well not give him any games if that's all you're going to give him for dropping that bomb. I mean, honestly, did you hear what he said? I mean, that summed it up right there. And you get 2 games for it? What do you get for murder? Do you get, like, 4 games? Mm. I mean, honestly, like, and then how about this? What's next? The union's going to step in and say they want it reduced to 1 game? Because they're going to stand up for their player? What is next?
I think that he's going to, judging from everything he's saying, he's going to accept this 2-game suspension and be better from it, I believe.
Oh, yeah. What's he gonna go? Oh, yeah. Now stop. Time out. I got 5 left. Wait a minute. Now, here we go. Now, I want to know, where does he go to cleanse his sins? Is he going to go to church? Is he going to go learn homophobia classes? Is he going to go to the gay pride parade? Is he going to go find himself in a darkness retreat? Is he going to go call Aaron Rodgers and ask him where he can get some hallucinogens and go out some, you know, desert mushrooms? How's he going to find his way across the seedy river of homophobia that he's drowning in? How's he, you know, going to literally turn his life around and rectify this? Is he going to light a candle? Is he going to pray? Is he going to join a 12-step meeting program? Is he going to, how about seek counseling? Maybe they'll send him to see a shrink, a baseball shrink, to talk about his homophobia. I mean, what do you think they're going to do? Let me tell you something. Your boy, Tom Brenneman, said it, and they sent him away for like 5 years. This guy says it on national television, and he gets 2 games. I mean, honestly, like, if he, you know what? If you get 2 games for dropping a bomb like that, then everyone should just start dropping bombs. Because you know what 2 games is like 2 days off. That's like having a, it's like having a 4-day weekend. I mean, honestly, like, this is pathetic. This whole thing is so pathetic. It reeks. It smells like a landfill. That this guy, and then, oh, God, he's apologized so much. Is there anything worse than the guy that just keeps apologizing for days and days? I've always said, as you know, Carter High, I apologize for nothing. And then I sleep way better at night. I don't know why. Like, if you're just going to do it, just be like, I've always felt like saying, you know, I'm already, you know how horrible of a person I am. So, I mean, what do you expect? What are you, shocked that I said it? Like, things have come out of my mouth through the years, and they've constantly tried to get me to apologize to people for things I've said. I'll never forget I said I slept with Dan Marino's sister. That didn't go over well in Miami. They wanted me to apologize for that. I got to number one in less than a week with that comment. I mean, I started on a Monday. By Friday, I was number one in the market in 4 days. I mean, sometimes you can utilize your skills to get what you need in life. My man, Durant, a 2-game suspension. What a joke. I mean, I certainly hope that Jesus comes into his life and changes him forever. You know, I heard that if you just ask for forgiveness, your sins are clean and you're off and running. Mike, as you know, I think that priest said that the day your daughter's christening, Pharrell, just because when I walked in, my shoes were on fire when I walked into church. And Mike goes, don't worry, Pharrell, just forgive, ask for forgiveness. Your sins will be clean. You'll go on with life and be a wonderful person.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver High, we keep going with baseball here. Thank God.
Thank God indeed. We do keep going. A's beat the Jays 8-4. Rays beat the Orioles 2-1. Santander homered again for the Orioles despite the loss. Marlins beat the Padres 7-6. They played wild games all weekend down there, and the Padres finally lost one. Reds beat the Brewers 4-3. Cleveland beat the Twins 5-3. So they took 3 out of 4 in Minnesota against the Twins. So a big weekend for the Guards. With that one, Tigers beat the Giants 5-4. The Mariners destroyed the Mets all weekend long. 12-1 last night. Did you know? First Sunday night baseball game in Seattle in like 20 years. Well, Cal Raleigh made it one to remember. 2 homers for him, the second one on ESPN.
Careful for Raleigh, who's already got one. He steps in.
He's having a hell of a year, and he's made you a lot of money, and you've rang the bell with this guy a lot. I'll say this, though. The Mets got outscored in that series 22-1. That was embarrassing. They got shut out twice and then had one run in the last game and got swept 22-1. And by the way, I don't know the last time. I guess I have watched Sunday Night Baseball. I watched the Yankees-Red Sox. But, like, I wouldn't watch that if you paid me. Honestly, like Sunday Night Baseball with the Mets and Mariners, like I didn't even know it was on, even though I did know it was on. Like I did, I bet on baseball every day. I looked at the game. I bet on the game, but I didn't sit there and go, wow, it's the Sunday night game. I wouldn't want to miss that. I mean, it's one thing to have lorazepam to go to sleep. It's another to have a Sunday night baseball game. You won't even make it to the third inning. You'll be snoring on the sofa.
And a stat correction for me. I said 3 out of 4 for Cleveland. They actually split the four.
Split it.
Minnesota swept the doubleheader Friday. Cleveland beat them Saturday and Sunday. So
that's
no
right.
No ground gained for the Twins when it looked like they were going to after taking those first two games on Friday at home. All right, speaking of the standings, let's try to go through these here. AL East, after this weekend's games, the Yankees and the Orioles, Scotty, once again, flat-footed at 70-49 as we sit here in the second week of August. Of course, Boston, Tampa right behind them. They're done. It's the Orioles and the Yankees.
Listen, the thing that bothers me about the Yankees is that record at home. I mean, you know the numbers better than me. What have they dropped, 18-25 at home? Like, are you kidding me? Like, they never win in the Bronx anymore. Like, they can't get out of there fast enough as far as I'm concerned. I don't see how you can win the division when you can't win at home. Like, really? Like, it's winning on the road, I think, is paramount to being successful in the playoffs. Being able to, like, because I don't believe, like, the NHL anymore, there's a home ice. You can win on the road. It's who plays better. But in baseball, you've got to win your games at home, right? Like, at some level, it's hard to win on the road, like, even in the playoffs. I think that the Yankees' record in the, you know, Yankee Stadium in the Bronx is terrible. It's unbelievable to me. I don't see how they can win the division.
In the Central, like I said, with them splitting the four games, Minnesota's still 3.5 back of Cleveland. Kansas City now only 4 back there in the Central as well. Of course, everyone else long gone.
I just don't think it's over. It's just too slim for me at 3.5 and 4. I don't trust that lead because, frankly, the Guardians have been playing crappy baseball for 6 weeks. So until they, like, legitimately turn it around and start kicking ass again, I'm not buying that they can close that out yet.
In the West, still tied as well. Houston and Seattle, both tied at the top of the AL West. Texas is 7.5 games back. They are, 7.5 with, like, 7 weeks to go. That's tough to do, especially with two teams above you.
Texas is not winning that division. I still think Houston is.
And let's get the wild card. We'll squeeze that in, and then we'll do the NL after the Taters. The Yankees, as of right now, because Baltimore has the tiebreaker in the top spot, and then Minnesota and Kansas City, those two teams in the Central. The Mariners are 2.5, Boston's 3, Tampa's 5.5. Those are the closest suitors.
I feel like the most dangerous team there, it's kind of a tie for me between Seattle and Boston.
Yeah, Seattle's playing well. I think Kansas City is going to find a way in. One way or the other, I think that Kansas City is going to find their way into the playoffs.
I hope so. I love that team.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Jungle. This is The Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM.
You know, Carver High's favorite game to play is the BetMGM Swing for the Fences. It's free to play, and every day you can play as a batter and pick an area of the strike zone, get a single, double, triple, home run, or even a fly out. How about that? They give you a fly out and you still win. How do you get a win when you fly out with the sacks full? That sounds like a mistake to me, but they even give you boost tokens for that. You can play it, like I said, once a day. It's free. You got to be an account member. You get parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, single game parlay boost tokens, bonus spins in eligible casino states. They love those casinos. And bonus bets. They love giving money away, these people. All the rewards expire in 24 hours. And Carver High plays every day. I've never played it once. Because, as you know, Carver High, I have trouble reading and trouble seeing and hearing.
I got a single today on the Swing for the Fences. So I will be using that kind of parlay tonight. In fact, I will take 3 of these taters that we are about to give out, and I will put those in my parlay boost token that I got for having a single. Because it is Tater time on the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Now, let me ask you this. I know we had a couple names on Friday night, but when the one that's plus 800 goes to the window, like Jackson Merrill did late night on Friday, that's always very helpful. When Jackson Merrill got there, who has been red hot. You got to get him again on Saturday. He's been awesome for the Padres lately. In fact, that would be the one guy, I think, that if they shut Skeens down, would give us a problem. But we're not even going to discuss that. Let's get to tonight. For the Taters, we do have several games in Major League Baseball. And I'm going to start with a couple of bell cows, Scotty. I like starting the week off with some bell cows. Get us a couple of wins. Get us going quickly. Corey Seager for the Rangers tonight in Fenway Park against the Red Sox. Of course, Ballo's going for them. He's 3-for-9 off of him in his career. Seager's hit 3 homers in the last week. Of course, Ballo's allowed 18 homers this year. In fact, he's allowed a homer, one or more, in 6 straight starts. And look at the price, plus 340 for Seager, which I thought was pretty good. We'll start things off with him, Scotty.
Nice price. Love him. We've hit a lot with him. He hits a lot of home runs. He's hot lately. Why not?
Why not indeed? Next, we're going to go late night, and I hate doing it, but I have to go after your Pittsburgh Pirates just because of the state that they're in right now. It's something that I'm going to have to do. Now, Manny Machado at plus 375. Now, there's been a couple. This is another one of these things. I got one place that's telling me Gonzalez is starting. I got another place that's telling me Woodford is going to start. So I've got a little bit of a hesitation with the Pirates starting pitcher. I actually don't care who it is that starts. If it's Gonzalez, he's 6-for-11 off of him. Machado's got a homer in the last week, plus 375 for him tonight to get things going against the Buccos.
Oh, my God. The whole team's going to hit a home run off of Woodford.
Well,
every guy, every single guy in the lineup. I mean, Merrill's going to hit one. Cronenworth's going to hit one. Machado's going to hit one. Tatis is going to hit one.
I did play Merrill small somewhere else.
Merrill Street.
Because he opened this morning at like 750 on BetMGM, somewhere around there. I mean, I've seen him go down into the fives now, so people hammering away at Jackson Merrill, and rightfully so. He's been so good. But we'll go with Machado here tonight to get it going. Next, Reds and the Cardinals tonight, and we love going after Andrew Abbott. He's one of our favorite pitchers to target because he does give up a lot of long balls, and he's given up a lot in his career to Nolan Arenado. How does 5-for-10 with 2 homers sound off of Abbott in his career? Now listen, it's plus 340. Arenado's usually, you're getting a lot more than that in the fives or the sixes, but the history and Abbott's long balls put it down to this. He's allowed 24 homers this year. Let's make it 25 early with Arenado in this game.
Yeah, listen, those numbers don't lie. 5-for-10, he owns him. Abbott and Costello has not done anything. I like it. Let's go. Plus 340.
Let's go, baby. All right, Royals and the Twins. Big series here. So the Twins come off playing Cleveland. Now they got to go play Kansas City with both of these teams basically right next to each other in those AL Central standings. Now, Brady Singer's going for the Royals tonight. Believe it or not, Singer's been good, Scotty, but he hasn't been great against the Minnesota Twins. How about Buxton, 7-for-15 with 2 homers? How about Kepler, 5-for-20 with 2 homers? How about Larnach, 5-for-10 with a homer? Castro's got a homer off of him. Everybody has great numbers off of Brady Singer. I, though, am going to go with Matt Wallner because this guy's crushing the ball right now. It's plus 425. He's from the left side. Of all these Twin guys, he's not getting talked about tonight. You want to call a little bit of a hunch play, Scotty? Maybe. But I'm going to go away from all the guys with big numbers against Singer and take Wallner.
I like Wallner, and I like all the other guys you mentioned as well. I mean, it sounds like Singer's worst nightmare is pitching against the Twins, and there's going to be more than one home run tonight.
I agree with you there. So let's take a shot. Next, Cleveland and the Cubbies getting together. And another guy that we love going after on Coast to Coast because he gives up so many taters is Ben Lively from the Guardians. And we have Cody Bellinger coming in tonight. What's Bellinger done? How about 3-for-3 off of Lively in his career, including a homer? Lively's allowed 19 homers so far this year. Bellinger's got 2 homers here in the month of August since he's come back off the IL. Plus 550 for Cody tonight. Let's go.
To hit one in Cleveland at that price, why not? He sees him perfectly, 3-for-3.
I'll give you one more from that game, too, with good numbers. Dansby Swanson, 3-for-7 with 2 homers off of Ben Lively also. So you got a couple guys in that Cub lineup with some
didn't his,
His wife scored the winning goal in the women's soccer game on Saturday.
He got the gold. He's going to hit a home run tonight for sure.
You would like to? I hope so. I would love if he can get there. We got a small play on him. All right, next, Teoscar Hernandez. You talk about bell cows. This guy has been red hot. He's got 3 homers in the past week. He didn't hit a lot of homers against the Pirates, but, man, he had 1,000 hits against him this weekend. He's 1-for-2 with a double off of Freddy Peralta, but Peralta allows bombs, Scotty. 19 home runs Freddy Peralta's allowed this year. And if I see Teoscar Hernandez get above 450, I'm going to jump on it no matter who's pitching. Plus 525 for Teoscar tonight.
I like him. And who's our boy? Willie Adames, who hits home runs all the time for us and rings the bell.
Kershaw.
I like him. Yeah.
Kershaw hasn't been sharp. I think that Willie Adames is a nice play. Maybe a little William Contreras as well on the Brewers side. All right, this next one is a pure shot in the dark that I am going to go after. I think this guy on the Blue Jays, Bowden Francis, he stinks, Scotty. He's allowed 11 homers in 49 innings so far this year for Toronto. He is awful. So you got lots of options on the Angels. You got Nito, you got Taylor Ward, Joe Adell. But how about Mickey? Don't give me the Koniac. Give me the Moniac tonight at plus 425 for the Angels. Koniac, Moniac to get it done, hitting from the left side, taking a shot in the dark as a bonus ball for us here. How about that?
M&M, Moniac, getting involved. Why not? After we saw them kick the Yankees' teeth in, and then what, they go to D.C.? Why not Mickey Moniac tonight at that price?
Let's go. So there you go. Tater time for tonight. Seager, Machado, Arenado, Walner, Bellinger, Teoscar Hernandez, and Mickey Moniac for the deep shot late night in Anaheim. Let's go to the window, baby. We love taters.
So I know that at some level you're going to give me the National League standings and the National League wild cards and everything else. And then eventually coming up, we're going to do the games for tonight. We need to start betting heavily on baseball now that the Olympics are over. We have to get supercharged on baseball action.
And then we got a lot of football in the last hour. A lot of football to get to, including the releasing of the first preseason top 25 poll. Everybody going nuts for who's number one on this preseason top 25.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's look at these NL standings now, Carver High.
Yeah, let's do that. Really, the two divisions in the NL are the only two that seem to be running away and hiding. That's the Phillies in the East, who have a 7.5 game lead over the Braves now, 8 over the Mets. And then the Brewers in the Central, who have a 7.5 game lead over St. Louis, a 9 game lead over Chicago. So it feels like right now, it would be very tough, right? I mean, they would have major collapses for the Phillies and the Brewers not to win their divisions.
Yeah, I think those are a done deal. Both of those teams are winning the division and going to the playoffs.
Now, we thought weeks ago that the Dodgers would also be in that pile, but that is just not the case anymore. L.A. has a 3.5 game lead over Arizona and a 3.5 game lead over San Diego. So the Snakes and the Padres have both fought their way back to under 5 games of the Dodgers, giving them a very good chance here in the final 7 weeks.
Well, I'm for the Padres, but I think the Diamondbacks, I don't know exactly how many games they have left with the Dodgers, but they own them. Every time they play them, Christian Walker hits home runs and they beat them. So, and San Diego's beating them this year. So I just do not believe for 1 minute that division's over. One of those two teams, I think, is going to catch them.
They have 4 games left with the Dodgers. They are all in Arizona at the end of August. It's actually Labor Day weekend. They play 4 games in Arizona. That's the last series they play with each other. And I'll tell you this, the Padres and the Diamondbacks also only have 1 series left with each other, but that is the final series of the season. The last 3 regular season games in Arizona as well. So the Diamondbacks have all these division games against the other good teams in their building to finish out the year at home, which is very big. Here's the wild card, which is a lot more teams involved, I guess you could say, than in the American League. Arizona and San Diego have the top two slots. Atlanta actually did slide back into it because the Mets lost last night. Mets are a half game back of Atlanta. Cardinals 1.5, Giants 1.5, Cubs 3, Reds 4.5, and I did leave the Pirates up there for you. They're 5 games back of the wild card.
Yeah, I think the Pirates are toast. I'd cut it off at the Cubs at 3 games.
Me too.
I really 4.5 with the Reds. I don't see them jumping that many teams. Obviously, I don't know what to believe with the Mets. I mean, when you get beat 22-1 in 3 games, I have my druthers. I really do. And, you know, frankly, to me, the Cardinals and the Giants are winning more consistently than the Mets. The Mets are up and down like a roller coaster. I can't figure them out. Like, I've never seen a team with that much talent get their ass beat like that.
It is amazing what goes on with them, that's for sure. Up and down, up and down. All right. Every week I give you this, the best over and the best under in Major League Baseball. As far as the over goes, Diamondbacks, Orioles, Yankees, all with 66. Marlins have 66 overs as well. Brewers and Tigers are there. Underside, Braves, Astros, Cubs, Mariners, Royals, and A's. Most overs and unders.
Okay, so, all right, I'm seeing them now. The overs, the best overs are the Orioles, D-backs, Yankees, Brewers, and the best unders, Braves, Astros, Cubs. Like, I'm not betting on the Braves. I'm not interested in the Braves. I don't care how many games they're under. They don't win, let alone cover. So, and then I know you were going to – I saw them up there for a minute, the money line teams of who's betting on the money line teams. Listen, I bet more on the money lines and the run lines than I do totals. I do totals, obviously, on this show. We pick totals in baseball games every night, but – I do a lot more betting with money, with run lines, frankly, even than money lines. The money lines are so bad. The odds are so bad. Most of the time, I think on money lines, I think you have to kind of lean toward run lines.
Well, as far as the best and the worst with those money lines, the Guardians plus 12.7 units. The Brewers are right behind them now at plus 12.4. Diamondbacks and Padres have gotten red hot, and now they're on that top five list. Yankees there as well. The worst teams, man, the White Sox, 49.2 units. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Braves, Blue Jays, and Rangers, not even within shouting distance of the White Sox for the worst. Man, do they suck.
Yeah, I mean, they're just put a fork in them. They're done. They fired their manager. They lose every game. They win a game. They're back to losing again. It didn't take long. I'm not surprised at all. Those are the worst teams on the money line, to be honest with you. Like, Texas, I've been a horrible World Series champ, if you ask me. They've been flat all year. They don't matter. But look at all those teams on the money line positive side, the best ones. I mean, those are all good teams. For the most part, they're all good. I mean, you can think whatever you want. The Yankees are still 21 games over 500.
They certainly are. All right, let's get to tonight. We'll start it and then we'll finish it after the break. We'll squeeze one in here before we get going. The Cubs and the Guardians getting together in Cleveland. Imanaga goes for the Cubbies tonight. We mentioned in the line share that Ben Lively, who gives up lots of taters, is going for Cleveland. Cubs minus -120 on the road. Guardians even money at home and a flat eight.
Yeah, look, I think the Cubs are going to have trouble scoring runs against Lively in Cleveland. I'm going to take Cleveland at that price in their building at plus +105. I know Imanaga's tough, but I think they're going to have problems scoring against Cleveland tonight. Give me the Guardians. This is the chance for them to, you know, they split with the Twins. Go home and start winning, honestly.
Cardinals are in Cincinnati against the Reds. Sonny Gray and Andrew Abbott, minus -135 for the Redbirds, plus +115 for the Reds, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I think, you know, the only way here, again, this is a run line game for me. I'm going to lay the run and a half at plus 118 to get some value out of this and make some money. I'm not laying a buck 45, too juicy.
We will come back and give you the rest of it, including that big Kansas City-Minnesota game. The Dodgers are in Milwaukee. Late night, the Pirates are in San Diego. And the Braves and the Giants, we saw how close they are in those NL wildcard standings. They got four games in San Francisco starting tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're hitting all the baseball games tonight to bet on Coast to Coast on a Monday with Carver High.
We certainly are. Why don't we go to Tampa next, where the Astros are in town for a few days against the Rays. Framber Valdez and Taj Bradley is the pitching matchup tonight for that one. Astros minus a buck 30 right now, plus 110 for the Rays and a flat 7.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I like the over in this one, to be honest, speaking of totals. And I like Valdez, and I don't think it's too pricey either. That's about as high as I'm willing to go at minus a buck 35 in terms of juice.
The Rangers, after being in the Bronx, now go up to Boston to see the Red Sox. Of course, Brian Ballo going for the Red Sox. Tyler Molly is going for Texas. Minus 125 for Boston, plus 105 for the Rangers, and a flat 9.
I got to be honest here. The way Texas plays, I'd be willing to run line this at plus a buck 58 if the Red Sox could score some runs at Fenway. My God. I mean, if you're going to do it, why not do it to this guy?
Yeah, they should be able to hit Tyler Molly tonight at home, that's for sure. Royals and the Twins, good one in Minneapolis. Brady Singer and Pablo Lopez, minus 160 for Minnesota, plus a buck 35 for the Royals, and an 8.5.
I like the Twins on the run line. You talked about how Singer has struggled mightily against the Twins. That's all I need to know. He gives up lots of hits and homers to the Twins. Give me that run line at plus a buck 35, and I'll take the over 8.
Yankees go to Chicago to see the White Sox, the worst team in baseball. Louis Heel goes tonight. Kai Bush going for the White Sox, minus 350, the heavy lumber game of the night. White Sox plus 270 and a flat 9.
Yeah, no thanks. The only way to bet it is the over 9 runs at minus a buck 15. That's the only way you can go here. These odds are terrible.
I will tell you this. Yankees will lose one of these games in Chicago to the White Sox. I don't know which one it's going to be. Might be tonight, might be tomorrow, might be Wednesday. They should sweep that team. They'll lose one of those three games to the Chicago White Sox. We'll write that down now. We'll see if I'm right. I think they're going to.
You
play the White Sox. I could see it. I could absolutely see it happening. Dodgers in Milwaukee, so a couple first-place teams in the NL. Clayton Kershaw and Freddie Peralta are the starters tonight. Minus 115 for the Dodgers, minus 105 for the Brewers, and a flat 8.
I got to be honest with you. I'm all over the Brewers here. Everyone's teeing off on Clayton Kershaw. Every time he goes out, it gets worse. And now he's on the road against this team in Milwaukee. How do you not pounce on that minus a buck 5? I mean, you talk about a price. I like that value right there. They're going to beat him.
I'm with you on that. I like Milwaukee tonight as well. The Blue Jays are in Anaheim against the Angels. The great Bowden Francis goes for Toronto against the equally impressive Davis Daniel for Anaheim, who's minus 115, Blue Jays minus 105, and a flat 9.
You know, I'm going to take Toronto based on what Vladdy's doing lately. He's tearing the cover off the ball, hitting home runs, getting hits every single game, 21-game hit streak, whatever it is. He just never stops producing for them, and the Angels are awful, and it's a pick 'em, so give me the Jays.
Rockies go to Arizona. There is some more heavy lumber on the card tonight as Brandon Pfaadt and the Snakes are minus 300. Our pal Cal Quantrill goes for Colorado. They're plus 240 and an 8.5.
I'll bet the over at 8.5 at -115. That's it. Those prices are ridiculous on the run line, and the money line's the worst thing ever. -320. Give me a break.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I think Arizona can get the over by themselves. Pirates and the Padres in San Diego. Joe Musgrove back for the Padres tonight. Marco Gonzalez for the Buccos. -200 San Diego, +165 Pirates and a flat 8.
I'm on the Padres here. Easy money, run line at +105 and the over 8. And it's not that bad of a price at -120. The Pirates are losing every single night now, and they're facing their former guy Musgrove in Petco, and the Padres have been absolutely on fire, whatever it is, 16 of 19 games. They're going to kill them.
Only one game left, and it's probably one of the best ones of the night, so I'll save it, and we'll start the hour with that and then get into all the football with baseball.